April 27th meeting of the House Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules of Order. Good morning, committee members. I'm sure you're all happy to have a happy Friday. And we have two bills posted for work session. Let's begin by opening a work session on House Bill 3538. And Mr. Stembridge.
Madam Chair, this is the bill that you heard earlier in the session under the name Historical Districts. It's been reincarnated as House Bill 3538, Heritage Districts. It authorizes the creation of heritage districts in the manner set by statute for the creation of other local service district government entities. Madam Chair, last time you heard this, you were expecting an amendment, and that amendment is not ready, I understand.
Okay, and the sponsors of the bill are on this committee, so what is your pleasure?
Madam Chair, we'd love to be able to move the bill today. We've talked to the proponents of the amendment. They're also comfortable with us moving the bill to the Senate. We'll work over on the Senate side to make it work
okay,
for everybody.
And Representative Esquivel, you concur? Okay, well then, we are just awaiting a motion to that effect.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair Buckley.
I move House Bill 3538 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves House Bill 3538 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative
Hunt? Excused.
Representative Roblin?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Excused.
Representative Buckley?
Aye.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. Who would like to carry this? Would you like to both carry it? Or?
One.
That'd be fine.
Okay, we'll have Representatives Buckley and Esquivel as co-carriers then. And I will close the work session on House Bill 3538.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Ms. Buckley,
appreciate it.
You want Ms. Buckley first?
You're welcome.
Yeah, alphabetically, you know, let's go. And also in terms of...
You can say that earlier.
Age before beauty.
I'm okay. Old seniority.
Okay, and I will open a work session on House Bill 3120. Mr. Stembridge.
Madam Chair, this is another bill that you heard on Monday. House Bill 3120 requires a person solemnizing marriage to deliver marriage license applications, license record of marriage to the issuing county clerk within 10 days of the marriage ceremony. It directs the state registrar for the Center for Health Statistics within the Department of Human Services to prescribe a standard form for marriage license applications, licenses, and records of marriage. And it deletes statutory specifications for marriage certificates, authorizes county clerks to design and issue commemorative marriage certificates. The concern on Monday had to do with the confidentiality of Social Security information. We have drafted the Dash 1 amendment in discussions with the Association of County Clerks and Jennifer Woodward, who is the vital statistician for the Department of Human Services. And we thought maybe simply moving Social Security number into the data line would make it confidential. However, we determined later that Social Security number is not a piece of data, so we've got this more intricate and extrapolated set of ABC that provides for the same thing. It takes the applicant's Social Security number and makes it confidential.
And we are in a work session, but I do see someone in the audience. Did you want to comment on this amendment, or did you have anything to tell us further?
I do have.
Please come forward. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. James Morales, Benton County Clerk, representing the Oregon Association of County Clerks. Do I need to give address? I always forget that part.
And not your Social Security number either.
Okay. I did participate in the correspondence to draft this amendment, and Jennifer Woodward, who's the state registrar of vital statistics, did have some certain language that she was asking for. This seems to be a little bit different, correct, Jim?
Yes.
I think it will meet what she is concerned about and what we're looking to do. She's going to have to come up with a form that's going to reflect the language of this particular bill. I hadn't seen this until just now, and I'm not sure that Registrar Woodward has either. The question I have is There's a subsequent referral to Ways and Means on this particular bill, and I'm not sure why or how that fits into the whole situation with the timelines and everything. So I just wanted to ask the question of that. And besides that, I am fine with the language. I'm not sure where Jennifer Woodward is on this language, but we could subsequently get information from her and share that with maybe Ways and Means, if that's where it's going to go. Or
well, we noticed, too, that it had that subsequent referral, and yet it says on the bill that it has no fiscal impact, so it seems...
Madam Chair,
Mr.
I'm...
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
I mean, Mr. Stembridge.
The summary says no fiscal impact, but I do not recall whether we have specific information that there's no fiscal impact or not. So
and we do have an amendment, so it's probably not a bad idea to let them look at it again, right?
Well, I would suggest that if it's your desire, we could put into the motion a pending, if you wanted to bypass Ways and Means, we could say pending approval from the Speaker to bypass
to
Ways and Means.
It.
So, yes, to rescind Ways and Means. Or we can just go ahead and send it to Ways and Means.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any preference?
I would love it if we could send it to the President.
To the floor.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can attempt
for consideration.
That and see what happens. Okay. Good. Well, I think we're probably ready to work this bill then, and we are in a work session. Members, did you have any questions or comments before we do that? Okay. Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move the amendments to House Bill 3120.
Representative Buckley moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3120. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted. And Vice Chair Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3120 as amended. Oh, no, how are we going
to
do I'm sorry, Madam Chair, before I start.
The floor and with the approval of the Speaker, pending the approval of the Speaker, that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded.
Madam Chair, that. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3120 as amended to the floor with the passed recommendation pending the removal of the referral to the Committee on Ways and Means by the Speaker.
Okay, Representative Buckley has moved House Bill 3120 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and pending the approval of the Speaker that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded. Members, is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out that if we fail to get such dispensation from the Speaker, we will go ahead and send this to Ways and Means. Is that what?
That's our understanding.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and I don't see anyone wanting to talk about this, so Shauna, would you please call the roll?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And Representative Thatcher, I see that you are the sponsor of this bill. Would you like to carry it on the floor, assuming
sure.
that we can get the subsequent referral rescinded?
Sure.
Okay. Representative Thatcher will carry. And I will close the work session on House Bill 3538. House Bill 3120.
Madam Chair.
And
Ellen
yes.
Duke. I need the rules to be waived, the waves to be ruled. I'd like the waves to be ruled. I'd like to...
yes.
Are we a little tired today?
Suspend the rules.
Suspend the rules to allow Representative Berger and Representative Hunt to vote on the brilliant Heritage District bill brought forth by Representative Esquivel.
By the
House
two brilliant Oregon delegation.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Buckley moves that the rules be suspended. Do I have to reopen a work session on this?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'll open a work session on House Bill 3538. And... Vice Chair Buckley moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing Representatives Berger and Hunt to vote on House Bill 3538. Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Please call for their votes.
Berger?
Aye.
Hunt? Aye.
Okay. They both vote aye. The motion carries.
That doesn't change the outcome, does it?
It hasn't changed the outcome.
We were tempted to vote no.
Good idea. We already assigned carriers, so this bill is headed to the floor. And nothing further to come before us. I wish you a good weekend.
I wish you
a good the committee members as well. And have a good weekend.
You know what I want to
do? I could be with this day right now.
Members. We are not yet adjourned. I was in the process of telling you that we are not meeting on Monday, so those who have to travel from some distance will have a little reprieve. Enjoy it while it lasts. Have a good weekend. And with nothing further to come before us, we are adjourned.